Trapper-in-Chief. It is tempting to view the nation's first black president, after 5 years in power, as George W. Obama. Former President G.D. Bush was the very essence of neoconservatism, quick to war, averse to peace, a holiday for the rich, a nightmare for the poor. President Obama, the essence of neoliberalism, has echoed Bush's martial spirit and has been the benefactor of Wall Street and the banks, while millions, millions have suffered from foreclosures. In his recent speech after the painful denouement of the Trayvon Martin trial, the president hit some good points about the case, then came up empty when it came to action, saying essentially, there's little I can do. Amazing. Amazing. The presidency of the U.S. empire is, among politicians, the most powerful and most coveted post on earth. There's little I can do. The problems facing black America are massive and frankly overwhelming. And from cradle to a quick grave, the nation is at war with black boys. The schools are primers for prison, and streets are doorways into danger and far too often disaster. If the President of the United States can do nothing, then we are all on the brink of the abyss. Notice the words that never passed his lips. Mass incarceration, the prison industrial complex, the historic loss of over half of the nation's black wealth via unjust and illegal foreclosures. The president does what the president wants to do. George W. Bush made that clear every day of his presidency, and except for his Social Security reforms, which thankfully never came to pass, he hit many of his policy objectives. He fought for what he and his supporters wanted. This president, cool as a rule, has said what he couldn't do. See the difference? Black America is on fire. Isn't it time someone put it out? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.